But God told me to announce to you this morning that he stood before the children of Israel and he told the sea, split. Baba wala no sorry that came here with a thought of impossibility. You thought it would not be possible. You have given up all hope. God is saying to tell you, dare to believe me one more time. He said, if I can part the Red Sea, ether and tether, I can part your problem and you will never see it again. Simbale duro siwaju okun to okun pinya oni ko si ohun to le duro siwaju re ti mi o ni pinya. This is God's word to somebody this morning, and God is saying to tell you this: I am the God that splits the Red Sea. There is nothing I will not split for you.
Coming after me, there's no world you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down. Coming after me,
there's no shadow you won't light up,
no shadow you won't light up,
mountains you won't climb up.
Coming after me,
no world you won't kick down,
no world you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down. Coming after me, no shadow you won't hide,
mountains you won't climb up.
Coming after me,
no wall you won't
kick down,
no wall you won't kick down,
lie you won't tear down.
Coming after me.
To me.
me.
There's no shadow you won't lie on.
No one you won't kick down.
Oh,
no one you won't tear down. Drop me down to me.
There's no shadow you won't lie on.
No shadow you won't lie on.
Mountains you won't lie on.
To
me. Oh God of signs and wonders, Savior, Redeemer, come and manifest your power today, today.
This is for some person here.
Oh God of signs and wonders, Savior, Redeemer, come and manifest your power today, today.
Oh
God
of signs and wonders,
that relates to a document. It looks like a paper. And I saw the Lord pick that one and tore it apart. And he said, it is over. He said, it is over. You are coming back with a major testimony. I am seeing a file being handed over to somebody. And I saw a signature come upon it. And he said, this is you. We have given it to you. It is yours now. I don't know who this is for. You're mentally a Jeff. Whatever belongs to you that your name has been written was yet to be signed in the name of Jesus, I declare, let it be given to you right now. May the Lord rise up for your cause in the mighty name of Jesus. Please be seated. Lord, just keep clicking to do something for that person so that you will go and receive your testimony. It is done in the name of Jesus. I'll quickly finish up on last week's sermon that I started, and then we'll finish up on it so you can go to something new for the new month. The power of his presence, part two. The power of his presence, part two. So, I mentioned three things last week. Why you need Emmanuel. Why you need the presence of God with you. Number one was what? Josh, are you here with me? Number one was what? I encourage you, if you were not here last week, please go back and listen to that sermon. It will really, really, really bless you a lot. And number two, we have what? Direction. You cannot miss road when you are working with God. I know if you miss road if I didn't follow God work. Maybe you design something like that and give it to everybody. I know if it miss road if Emmanuel deal with me. So you carry that one. So we are adventure making decisions and you know they can't miss your way because Emmanuel is it. Number three, we have what? Resourcefulness. You become a commodity that people begin to strive for. People cannot do away with you because they know now that God is with you. They have seen the hand of God upon your life and they have found out that whatever you do prospers. Just like Joseph, Pharaoh could not do away with him because they now know that God is with him. We'll go to number 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 17. Let's start from there today. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 4. The fourth thing that the Lord is saying to us, that is the reason why we must have Emmanuel, we must have the presence of God with us, is in that place. The Bible says, now the Lord is that Spirit. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Nibayi Oluwa simi emi na ibi ti emi Olorun ba si wa kilo wa nbe o liberty lo wa nbe ominira there is liberty. There is liberty. Wherever you find out that God is working, people are not in chains. Number one, there's a freedom of the spirit. Number two, there is freedom physically. Itusile okan wa. Itusile ara wa. It is anathema. It should not be heard that you are saying that God is with you and you are still in bondage. You must insist, you must refuse everything that holds you bound. That says that now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. The problem is that a lot of people don't leverage on the freedom available. It's like the story that they talked about, that I heard, about a baby elephant that was trained from where it was given birth to. And that baby elephant had been tied to a pole. In those countries where they used to rear elephants. And as the elephants grew bigger, they kept tying into the pole. So because they used to use them for display, they would take the elephant out, use the elephant to do display everywhere, and then they would bring back the elephant and tie the elephant to the pole. The elephants grew old and grew big, and it still repeated the same process. Whenever they took it out to go and do show, and they bring it back, they would tie it to the tree. The mind of the elephant had been tied to the tree. The elephant had the power to pull the tree down. Yet, whenever they bring the elephant back, they tie the elephant to the tree. Whereas, the elephant only needs to shake its body and that tree will come down. I am praying here, anyone under any bondage, in the name of Jesus, your eyes open to see the reality of who you are. You are big, you are strong. Because the Spirit of the Lord is with you, there is liberty. Whatever has held you bound up until today, the Lord sets you free today. It can be death, you are set free. Only jai rilo along to misile leni. Only jai rilo along to misile leni. Only jai so the Lord sets you free in the name of Jesus. Wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. My voice. I'm free indeed. In Christ, I'm free indeed. No chains are holding me. In you, I'm free indeed.
I'm free indeed.
In Christ, I'm free indeed. No chains are holding
just stand that we can get you.
It's who I choose to be.
I'm free indeed.
I'm free.
You better sing.
In Christ I'm free indeed. No chains are holding me. It's who I choose to be.
I'm free indeed.
I'm free indeed. In Christ I'm free indeed. No chains are holding me. It's who I choose to be.
I'm free.
Stop.
see when Jesus set me free.
The Bible talks about a woman who was bent over for 37 years. Is it 38 years now? Are you? No. Yes. She was bent over by the enemy. Bent over completely. I don't know why the Lord is coming this dimension today to just set some people free. Because those things shouldn't happen because you said Emmanuel is with you. But how come you still go to your dream and then you are oppressed? How come you are still sleeping at night and you are waking up tired? You will run all through the night. Where is the reality of Emmanuel in you? When will you arise and roar at those who are pursuing you? Until when? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I used to have those experiences back in the days. But until one day I said no. This has to come to an end. It has to come to an end. Until I came to the reality of who I am. And since that day, I have waited for them to come back. To come try what they used to try before. So I will not take too much time because you still have to give God thanks today. Number 5. Can you really count along suffering and back be Emmanuel Wakbelua? Number 5 is abundance. Okpolokpo. Luke chapter 5 from verse 1 to verse 7. Luke 5 from verse 1 to verse 7. So it was as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, a deliverance is happening for somebody right now. I'm feeling that press. A deliverance is happening for somebody right now. The Holy Spirit will do his work in a short moment. Then he got into one of the boats, Jesus, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish and their net was breaking, so that they signaled to their partners in the other boats to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. This was a powerful testimony of what happens when the presence of the Lord is with somebody. The disciples of Jesus Christ had labored. They had labored through the night. They had walked and walked and walked, and there was nothing to show. What is she? And yet, Jesus came and asked Peter, can I use your boat? As Jesus is asking somebody this morning, can I use your boat? Can I use your business? Can I use your voice? Can I use your boat? No matter how bad the situation may have been, it is only limited to the presence of God in that situation. No matter how bad a situation may have been, it's only limited to the presence of God in that situation. The moment Jesus showed up, he says, let me use your boat. He entered the boat and he began to teach. And the Bible says, after he was done, he said, Peter, cast your net to the right side. Peter said, Master, it seems you don't know. I have toiled all night. I have labored all night. The guy said, Peter, How come you are so limited in perspective? He said, cast your net to the right side. Peter will go home empty if Jesus didn't show up. Peter will catch nothing if Jesus didn't show up. But every lack that was in that ocean became trivialized the moment Jesus Christ showed up. The question is, did Jesus just manufacture the fish? The fish had always been there. It only did not respond to Peter. It only did not respond to Peter. So that God can prove a point. The moment Jesus Christ, and he said, cast the net. Every fish from everywhere. When he said, cast the net like this, they all heard the voice of God. The one in Senegal, the one in Congo, the one in Zambezi, the one in which other river again. All the river, they say, eh? Jesus is calling care. Oh yeah, shark. Everybody just, let's go there. The master has called. See, every lack here, in the name of Jesus Christ, Jesus shows up for you. From the moment he says, cast your net, every fish, where did the fish come from? The power of the presence of Jesus. The power of the presence of Jesus. Abundance. Have you noticed that there was never a place that they lacked? So long as Jesus Christ was there. They were there. 5,000 people were sitting on the floor. Abi, wherever they were on the floor, I don't think they had share on the field. But they were sitting down there. He says, give them food to eat. How can Jesus Christ be this crazy? Sorry, no, I don't mean crazy. But Jesus knows that. How can he be this? What other encounters? To say, feed 5,000 people. Peter said, I mean, was it Peter who said, excuse me, sir, even if all of us work for 1 year, it's not even enough to feed the people. It's not enough to feed them, sir. So I'm showing his mind like, Jesus, what to bury? The way God is telling somebody, now start a business, it will cost you 2.5 million. And you're saying, Jesus, I rebuke you, this evil thought in the name of Jesus. Some of you are rebuking your breakthrough. You are rebuking the thought because you think, because your mind already countered the idea that it is possible. Every negative thought countering your abundance in the name of Jesus, they die out in the name of Jesus. Just casually say, what do you have? What do you have? Kill it. What do you have? Say, we have 5 loaves of bread here and 2 fish. Then that's it again. But what is that among so many? To show where his heart was. Jesus, our 12 you know, mato, but 5,000. The way you are thinking that the money will not be enough for you this semester, I declare what you have will not finish until another one comes. I say what you have will not finish until another one shows up. Say, bring it. Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you. Say, take, break it and give it to them. How 5 loaves of bread fed 5,000 people and still remain 12 baskets is a mystery. You have asked yourself, okay, let's agree. For you to know how supernatural things happen, let's agree. They brought only 1 basket. Have you asked yourself where the remaining 11 baskets came from? Were they preparing to carry food back home? But even baskets showed up. You didn't get. I said, even baskets showed up. You didn't. You saw the miracle of the fish, but you didn't know how 11 baskets showed up extra to include the one that was there before. Don't limit God. Let your mind open enough to see that God can do it. There's a grace in this out this month. I say every lack from today, they are trivialized in your life in the name of Jesus. I'm here again, everyone here in depth. Number 1, supernatural cancellation. In the name of your supernatural provision. In the name of Jesus, supernatural continuous provision. What is this among so many? Lord, we have toiled all night. What is the excuse to your abundance? Find a place and camp with God. Find a place and camp with God. I know, God, if I can stay here with you, you can send angels on my behalf. Lord, if I lock myself in this room for the next 8 hours, I know you can go out and find 800K for me. Camp with God. Let his presence come and see how lack will be trivialized. You say your business has not been prospering. Say, you know what? This Saturday, this Sunday night, I want to enter this week and I am carrying the presence of God. Just spend 2 hours. This is prophetic for somebody. Just spend 2 hours. Only you and God. And just begin to pour worship. Let his presence be real. And then begin to declare. You will find out that all the fishes will begin to respond to you. Because now the presence is available. Abundance because Emmanuel showed up. Number 6. Exodus chapter 33 and verse 14. It says, and he said, so number 4 is liberty, number 5 is abundance, number 6, Exodus 33 and verse 14. He said, and he said, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. Number 6 is rest. Rest. See, there is a lot, but I'm just going to try to streamline it to this. Emi yo si fun yin ni simi mo pase loruko Jesu ibi kibi te ba tin se lala te tin sise bi erin te n jeje riri ni oruko Jesu e be si ma gba isimi. Take your rest in the name of Jesus. People can be walking and walking and walking. It is vain. The Bible says that unless the Lord builds the house, says the builder, what does he do? He built in vain. Says it is vain to rise up early and to go to bed late. Then he came back and says, for it is the Lord that giveth his beloved rest. It is the Lord that giveth his beloved. Somebody here, you have been under heaviness in your shoulder, on your heart. I declare, let it be moved right now. For it is the Lord that giveth his beloved rest. So it's not the amount of times you post, sir. You can post once a week, but your order will swallow up what you used to post every week. Ah! You can sit down and camp with God, and God will send people around to be talking about your business. You should have asked, who made the announcement of Jesus Christ when he came out from the wilderness? The Bible says that the fame of Jesus Christ is noised about you. They didn't say he went. It's noise. What makes him a party way? I want a long party. We did. There is a dimension. May the Lord make that for your business. Business owners, you better. I say in the name of Jesus, the Lord bring that dimension to your business. May the Lord noise about your business and bring international takeover. International takeover. In the name of Jesus. Rest. Rest. I will be still and know you are God. I will be still and know you are God. Do you know that song? I will be still and know you are God. I will be still and know you. When the oceans rise
and thunders roll,
I will go with you above the storm. Father, you are king over the storm. Hey, I will be still and know you, our God. I will be still and know you, again.
When the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are king over the flood. I will be still and know you are God. I will be still and know you are God. I will be still and know you are God. I will be still and know you are God.
Lord, give your people rest. Lord, give your people rest. Burdens are being lifted up from here right now. Weights are being lifted. Somebody in this week, you said it was OTT Sumi. That was OTT Sumi. OTT Sumi. OTT Sumi. OTT Sumi. The Lord says to tell you that Mumbielo sorry Sumi. Where your soul will be refreshed. I will be still and know he's God. The Lord is fighting somebody's battle. Mark 5:25, the last. Still same, still under rest. Mark 5:25, to see something here. Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. If only I may touch his clothes. For 12 years, her life did not revolve around Jesus. But there came a moment she heard that there is somebody in town whose presence can trivialize sickness. Whose presence can stop long-term illness. She said, if this man is available, I will find him. And she said, he doesn't need to see anything. If only I can touch the hem of his garment. The Bible says that immediately she touched the hem of his garment. Instantly, the flow of blood, 12 years, dried instantly. Instantly. What has toyed with your faith for a long time? What has made you think that God is not powerful enough for a long time? What has trivialized the name of Jesus Christ in your life? I declare today, in the name of Jesus, instant end to that predicament. Instantly.
Mo dupe oko mi mo isimi ni. Mo dupe oko mi mo isimi ni. Mo dupe oko mi mo isimi ni. Mo yo ninu lasi bo pelu ore ofe ni to fe mi. Hey, mo dupe oko mi mo isimi.
Somebody crying on Wednesday night, and you are lying down in your bed, you are laying to the right hand side like this, and tears were flowing. I'm just, the Lord God just showed me that picture right now. You cried yourself to sleep. You cried yourself to sleep. I don't know what happened. You cried yourself to sleep, specifically on Wednesday. And what it says to one, it says to all. If you had that situation and you had to cry yourself to sleep, the Lord is saying to tell you that I am coming to wipe your tears away. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He's wiping away tears. He's wiping away tears. He's wiping away tears. Have you ever wondered why Jesus Christ was sleeping in the midst of the storm? The storm was raging, but Jesus was still sleeping. Because the storm has no power over him. It had no power over him. It had no power over him. He was sleeping. The storm was raging. It had no power over him. Ah, he's wiping away that tears. He's wiping away tears. He said he will give you rest. He said he will give you rest. Said he will give you rest. He will give you rest. That says somebody with a left shoulder pain and has been causing you great discomfort. The Lord says right now, he's taking away that shoulder pain right now. He's giving you rest. He's giving you rest. He's giving you rest. He's giving you rest. The waters of the prophetic is being stirred up right now. Can see somebody you borrowed money to do a particular business, and plus the capital, you lost it all. You lost it. You did the business, you loaned money to do the business, and the business failed. And they've been troubling you to pay back. They've been troubling you to pay back. They've been troubling you to pay back. The Lord says, I'm going to send you a man very shortly. Then I'm sending a man very shortly. And when that man shows up, it will be the end to that thing. Very shortly. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
See you.
2 Kings chapter 6 and verse 15. See, my sister, wipe your tears. It's over for you. That phase is over. Wipe your tears. The Lord is asking me to tell you. I see somebody's mother on a sick bed. You call her after service and command that sickness out of her body. Yes. It says to tell you that Emmanuel is with you and I am putting the authority of a king in your mouth. The great comforter in pain is comforting, in weakness is comforting, in sickness is comforting. Says there's a dimension I am bringing. Is that no one can stand. Nothing can stand. Nothing can stand. Gather on your strength, O you mighty one of Israel. And with a jar in his hand, it's a jar of water. It's a jar of water. And says, I am pouring water on the thirsty lands. And on those who are parched, who are weary, I am pouring water upon you. No longer will we call barren. No longer will we call thirsty. For you shall be like Beulah and you shall be like Hephzibah. Suffering from an injury. This one is not physical. You were injured. Lord says, I am bringing that water of healing to heal that injury. You have found it out to move on from it. He says, but I have come as the Olutunuanu and I am coming to heal. He said, let me walk upon it. Give me that pain. Let me walk upon it. An injury. He said, let me walk upon it. I see him working now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm closing here. Just melting that atmosphere. And when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And the servant said to him, "Alas, my master, what shall we do? You are here, you are asking that question. Alas, my master, what shall I do? God, what shall I do? I'm in this situation, I've been surrounded." So he answered, "Do not fear. Aya Grand Baptist Church, do not fear. For those who are with you, for those who are with you, you thought you are alone, but I ask that God opens your eyes, for they who are with you, and what you work pelu yin, what God you and what you see pelu yin lo." For those that are with you are more than those that are against you. Even if they gang up more thick, but they that are with you are more than they that are against you. And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see." Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. So when the Syrians came down to him, Elisha prayed to the Lord and said, "Strike these people, I pray, with blindness." And he struck them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. What are you taking from here? You may think you are alone in that problem. God tells me to come and announce to you, "I am with you. I am with you." In fact, those who are with you are more than they who are against you. You felt like the world is against you, but God told to announce to you today, those who are with you are more than they who are against you. I pray that the Lord will bring you into this consciousness and this reality. As we go into Thanksgiving, I just read this last one. It's time of Thanksgiving. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5. Hebrews 13, 5. It says, "Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said," can we all echo the last part together? No, I want everybody to echo it together. "Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself, for Jehovah himself, for Emmanuel himself has said." Can we all echo it together now? "I will never, never, never." So when you are in the midst of the storm and it looks like there is nobody with you, remember, he will never leave me nor forsake me. When you think all hope is lost and you think that it is all over, "Woro boyo ti tan magbagbe emi oni fi o sile mi o si ni ko sile." I will never. You are here, you sin, and you felt like the presence of the Lord led you. He said, "I have come again. Now take my word for it. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will never." So when you are in doubt, place your hand on your chest. "He will never leave me nor forsake me." When you are in lack, "He will never leave you nor forsake you." When you are sick, "He will never leave you nor forsake you." When you are down and you think all hope is lost, "He will never leave me nor forsake me." When the storm is raging and I don't know what to do, I know one thing: He will never leave me. He will not forsake me. When I am sick, I know one thing. He will never leave me. I want this to enter your spirit. Not forsake me. Even if you have lost your father, and you are asking who will help you, remember, He will never leave you or forsake you. Onja de lo, o mo boya wa pada wole. Ah, ma mo pe ko ni fio sile, ko si ni ko sile. O pada sile ko so un to je. Wa roti wi pe ko ni fi mi sile, ko si ni ko sile. O je gbese awon yo soro ni bi leyin. Ma mo wi pe ko ni fi mi sile, ko si ni ko mi sile. Mo jade won lo ma ni accident emi mo pe ko ni fi mi sile ko si ni ko mi sile mo wa lewo ebi won fi mi se yeye mo mo pe ko ni fi mi sile ko si ni ko mi sile ko so ohun to le le koko to le le to be emi mo wi pe ko ni fi mi sile ko si ni ko mi sile bo wa laarin afori fojiku emi mo wi pe ko ni fi mi sile ko ni ko mi sile se ba wa laarin ota emi mo wi pe ko ni fi mi sile ko si ni ko mi sile ah o ma te tabili fun mi ni waju awon ota mi tori mo mo wi pe ko ni fi mi sile ko si ni ko mi sile mo mo to nla koja mo fe ko so para re emi mo wi pe ko ni fi mi sile ko si ni ko mi sile mo wa laarin awon ti o feran mi mo lo si so de kawe mo mo wi pe ko ni fi mi sile ko si ni ko mi sile. I know He will not leave me nor forsake me. Emmanuel, oh Emmanuel, oh ha Emmanuel, oh Emmanuel, oh, oh, Akbar, oh, Akbar, Emmanuel. Ah, wait. The Lord just showed me a picture of the children of Israel walking through the dry sea. The same thing that God created as dry ground was not consumed the Egyptians. The difference was that Emmanuel was with them. So what used to consume others cannot consume you, because He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I fear no evil. For You are with me. For You are with me. Your rod and Your staff. Ah! For You have said, I will not leave you. You are alone, I will not leave you. You are tired, I will not leave you. Igbato lolurolowo emi oni fiyo sile. When you are helpless, I am there. When you are crying on your bed, I am there. When you are in pain, I am there. When you are weak, I am there. I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. Let this enter every heart. Koni fiyo sile. Koni ko sile. Oh, Akbelu mi. Oh, Akbelu mi. Emmanuel, yo. Oh, Akbelu mi. Oh, Akbelu mi. Emmanuel, yo. Oh, Akbelu mi. Oh, Akbelu mi. Emmanuel, 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 Emmanuel,
that you can't see them, does not mean they are not around you. In fact, that you can't see them, because the Lord told me that as you be invoking His presence this morning, that you will see that angels marched in and they are already here. And you can't see them, they are already here. We are in an innumerable company of angels. Forget this. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. You are here, but God, I made a big mistake. Go and ask David how the mistake of Bathsheba produced Solomon. This is not a license to go and make mistake, but is it to tell you that with whatever mistake you have made, God can use it to produce beauty in your life. Yes. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. This is a comfort to somebody here today. I will never leave you. I will not forsake you. Olobo toju osun. Ele mi o ni fi o sile. Emi o si le ko o sile. As we cannot give God praise this morning, I want to rejoice in that awareness. Because as you be singing and dancing, things will be falling off from people. Some people will say goodbye to some things forever. Ha 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 ha. Jesus shows up. When He shows up, everything changes. The moment He shows, everything changes.